3 days later, two more races called. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Fox News Decision Desk now projects a winner in the Arizona Senate race.
Democratic incumbent Senator Mark Kelly wins his bid for re-election in Arizona, defeating GOP challenger and venture capitalist Blake Masters. Kelly starting his political journey in 2020, defeating Republican Martha McSally in the special election to finish out the late Arizona Senator John McCain's term.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, the Arizona governor's race remains too close to call. In Nevada, the Fox News Decision Desk projects that Republican challenger Joe Lombardo has defeated Democrat incumbent Governor Steve Sisolak. He has issued a concession statement. While the Nevada Senate race gets tighter, Republican Adam Laxalt leading incumbent Catherine Cortez Masto, but by fewer than 900 votes. The balance of power in the House remains undecided, the GOP still needing 7 seats to gain the majority. Democrats must win 17 of the 23 House races still outstanding to maintain their control. Former President Trump is suing the House January 6th committee, trying to block the panel's subpoena for documents and his testimony. The lawsuit says the subpoena is invalid, infringing on executive privilege and Mr. Trump's First Amendment rights while serving no valid legislative purpose. President Biden is en route to Cambodia for a summit of the Southeast Asian nations after telling the UN climate conference in Egypt on Friday the Inflation Reduction Act will reduce carbon emissions in the U.S.
Look, our Department of Energy estimates that the new law will reduce emissions in the United States by about 1 billion tons in 2030, while unleashing a new era of clean energy powered economic growth.
The president concludes his overseas trip next week with the G20 summit meeting in Bali, Indonesia. Wall Street Friday, the Dow gained 32 points, NASDAQ up 209, the S&P 500 closing 36 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
While insisting it has operational control over the U.S. southern border, the Biden administration has told the head of Customs and Border Protection he has to go.
It's really not a surprise that Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Chris Magnus is being forced out in this first shakeup since the midterm elections. Even though he's been on the job for less than a year, there has been growing tension with his agency and agencies like ICE. Chaos at the border was an important issue and a troublesome issue in the midterm elections. Also, with fentanyl coming across the border, a recent seizure of 145,000 fentanyl pills in Nogales, Arizona, security at the border impacts the entire nation. Crossings are up 37% from last year and double the rate when Trump was in office. So that all comes back to Magnus, as his accountability, even his management style, are called into question.
Fox's Mike Tobin. Magnus has said he will not quit, claiming they were negligent. Actor Alec Baldwin has sued the people involved in supplying and handling the gun that he claims misfired on the set of the movie Rust last year, killing the film's cinematographer. The trial of an Idaho couple accused of killing the wife's children may be split.
A lawyer for Chad Daybell asked a judge to let his client be tried separately from Lori Vallow Daybell. EastIdahoNews.com reports that lawyer claims the couple has mutually antagonistic defenses. That's a legal term that means a jury would have to disbelieve one defendant in order to believe the other. The two are facing murder charges after the bodies of Vallow Daybell's two children were found on his property. Chad Daybell married Lori Vallow Daybell just 2 weeks after his last wife died. Prosecutors say the couple promoted unusual religious beliefs, and the judges put the trial on hold until officials can determine whether Vallow Daybell is mentally competent. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.